Ho ho! Welcome to the 12 Pods of Christmas. Today is the fourth podcast of Christmas, and today's special guest is Matt from MJH Exotics. So without any further ado, let's gather up some Christmas spirit and invite Matt to the chat.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Matt. Thank you very much for coming on, and welcome to the fourth pod of Christmas. Lovely to have you join me here today. On a scale of 1 to 10, how Christmassy are you feeling?
Well, generally, I'm not that much of a Christmassy person, but let's go middle of the ground, 5 out of 10.
Sounds fantastic. And I can appreciate that you've put on a Christmas jumper for today as well, so thank you very, very much. So, listeners, as I explained in the last couple of episodes, each of my guests for the 12 podcasts of Christmas were given a selection of questions that I needed them to answer, but I don't know what the answers really relate to. And Matt, I'm not going to tell you. It will all make sense very, very shortly. But before it starts to make sense, all the questions you needed to answer sort of from the perspective of a chosen animal. So could you let me and the listeners know what animal you've chosen today, what their name is, and why you chose them?
So my animal that I've chosen today is Blue, and he's my blue tree monitor. I've not actually had him that long, so I've only initially got him earlier on this year, but actually he required an awful lot of effort when I first got him. He wasn't in particularly good condition, and as a result of that, I've grown really fond of him, and I would probably say he is probably my most favourite monitor that I currently own, certainly tied top place.
Fantastic. I mean, he is gorgeous. I might see if I can edit this and pop a picture on screen, because I haven't got one available. Also, if you can hear fireworks in the background, listeners, they're apparently really loud tonight, even though it's like midweek and it's 8 o'clock when I'm recording this. So apologies for the fireworks in the background, but hey ho, we crack on. We've chosen Blue, and Blue is, like I said, absolutely gorgeous. So like I said at the beginning, all the questions you've answered today, sort of from Blue's perspective.
Yep.
So what I'm going to do now is put on some background music that will hopefully play in a second and set the scene. And then all of those questions will make sense very, very shortly. Background music's on. Fantastic. So let's set the scene. It's Christmas Eve. All the shopping is done and Santa's sleigh is fully loaded. The sun has started to set. And it's a cold, crisp evening. Snowflakes are just starting to fall. Blue and family are on their way to a Christmas pantomime. But what song are they singing and listening to on the drive there?
So they will be singing Rocking Around the Ficus Tree.
Fantastic. I like that. It's a nice. Very good. And then what pantomime will they be enjoying this evening?
So they will hopefully be going to see Snow White and the Seven Australian Dwarf Monitors.
Oh, that's brilliant. I think that's the most creative pantomime we've had so far. So 10 out of 10 for that one. So Blue has thoroughly enjoyed the pantomime. And now they're back in the car, singing along to Rocking Around the Ficus Tree. They've arrived home and it's time for Blue to get tucked up into bed. Just as they're drifting off, they can hear the faint jingle of the bells on Santa's sleigh, faintly in the distance, just as they're nodding off. But In a human world, obviously, there's reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh. But what animal is pulling Santa's sleigh in the blue tree monitor world?
So one of the only potentially lizards that fly, so the flying Draco lizard or flying dragon, as they're commonly called.
Nice. Good choice. Fantastic. So they've had a fantastic sleep. Blue has just woken up, and at the foot of the bed is a small but perfect little Christmas stocking with one little gift inside. What gift is in their stocking?
So it's a brand new Pothos plant because he seems to go through one every 2 weeks at the moment.
And to be fair, they grow quickly as well. So that is, he's ploughing through them. So everyone's feeling super Christmassy. The festivities have really started now. Obviously, small presents have been opened, but Blue has decided it's time. So they run downstairs and see their glorious tree with loads of gifts underneath it. However, before we get to the gifts, in a human world, it's traditional to have like a star or an angel on top of a Christmas tree. But there's something different in Blue Tree Monitor world. So what's on top of Blue's tree?
So given the current state of affairs, I suspect the most likely thing that will be on the Christmas tree is a dubia roach, given currently how many have escaped.
Yes, a few people we've had escapee animals so far, so I like that. That's it. And very fitting, to be fair. My wife would probably agree. We've always got roaches.
Yeah, I'm not looking at good books at the minute.
Yeah, no, me either. We had an incident in the summer with some baby hissing roaches, and occasionally they still crop up.
Yeah.
So we try not to talk about that. right, so we've got a dubia on top of the Christmas tree. And then under the Christmas tree, there's a large present with Blue's name on it. And he is super excited. He can't wait to unwrap it. So in a flurry of excitement, there's wrapping paper thrown everywhere. All of a sudden, he gasps, sets back, and just stares in amazement as the present that was right at the top of his Christmas list is sat there in front of him. So what did Blue get for Christmas?
So Blue would have probably got... Well... Depends how you look at it. So I was hoping that Blue might get a wife for Christmas.
Yeah, nice.
But that's not quite there yet. But that's what he's hoping for anyway later next year.
We can keep our fingers crossed that on Christmas Day Santa brings Blue a wife. So the presents have all been unwrapped. They were enjoying a little bit of Bucks Fizz whilst they were unwrapping them. And now it's time for probably what I consider the most important part of Christmas Day, and that is Christmas dinner. So tell us, what is Blue's ultimate Christmas dinner?
So his ultimate Christmas dinner would be lightly dusted, organic, free-ranged, vegetable-fed locust.
Nice. That sounds like a lovely meal for a lizard, to be fair. I think my chameleon would also enjoy something very similar. So everybody's had their fill, maybe a little bit too much, but it's time to settle down on the sofa for a movie and let all that delicious food go down. So what film will Blue and family be enjoying this evening?
So Blue generally tends to enjoy the film The Lizard of Oz.
Brilliant. Yeah, a very good Christmas film. I like it, The Lizard of Oz. What's that? Everyone's tummies are still rumbling a little bit. They're actually feeling a little bit snacky. So what's the sort of mid-movie go-to snack?
His mid-movie go-to snack would be a cricket-filled baguette.
Very nice. Nice. That'll go down well whilst he's following the Yellow Brick Road. So the film is over. Everyone's food's gone down nicely and they've all enjoyed a bit of a relax. So it's now time for like a Christmassy tipple and an evening game. So what game are we playing and what is in the glass? What is in Blue's glass?
So the game that he generally tends to enjoy playing is Monopoly, but the dinosaur edition.
Cool.
And then if he's lucky enough, his Christmas tipple will be reverse osmosis water.
Very nice.
Or
very,
more commonly, tap water.
Yes. So what a day. It sounds like Blue and family have had an absolutely amazing day. And there is only really one thing left to do before bed. And that is sing the RepuChat Christmas song. So if you listen to the last few episodes, as always, it will be on screen. And today is day 4. So we're on verse 4 and we're adding Blue, the Blue Tree Monitor, to the song. Matt, if you want to join in, the lyrics will be on the screen. Obviously, it's so far it's been really out of sync, and we're going with it because it's part of the like pantomimey vibe of the 12 Pods of Christmas. So I'm going to push some buttons, and hopefully it will appear on screen in just a second. Hopefully, right. On the first day of Podmas, my Christmas sent to me a controversy in a tree. On the second day of Podmas, they kissed it sent to me. Two cheeky miffats and a controversy in a tree. On the third day of Podmas, my kissed it sent to me. Three frills dragons, two cheeky miffats and a controversy in a tree. On the fourth day of Podmas, Well, there we go. It was nice and short again today. As the episodes go on, it does get longer, and my singing.
I can imagine who's on 12.
Oh, it was. I won't tell you. I nearly gave it away then, but it's a secret for now. But I will let you know off camera because obviously some of these are already. And he got stuck in. He thoroughly enjoyed himself. But unfortunately for the listeners, they have to endure my terrible singing, and it gets slightly longer each time. Thank you very much for today. If anybody wants to know more about Matt, his information will be in the show notes below, and hopefully we'll have him on in the new year for a proper episode where we can have a nice chat about.
I'd be definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah. So all that's left to do is say, ho, ho, ho. I hope you've all enjoyed today's podcast of Christmas, and tune back in a few days for the next one. Until then, see you later.